Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Dating Revolution with Heather Jones. Regardless if you're a woman or a man, you're sure to have some laughs and learn a lot on today's show, which is about the benefits and fun that casual dating can bring. You probably aren't going to hear about how to find the one on our show, but you will hear some great commentary and crazy stories. And you'll leave with advice you can put to work today. Now, here's Heather Jones.
Week so far. Looking forward to the weekend this weekend. I know I had a good weekend last weekend. So on last week's show, we had a little chit-chat with Bill. Everybody remember Bill? And Bill called into the show per my request to tell us his crazy bitch story about Darlene. And if you remember good old Darlene, she stacked up the patio furniture on the back porch of his parents' house so she could climb up to peer into the window in hopes of catching him in the act with another girl. And, that was Bill's crazy girl story about Darlene, and I hope Bill's going to call into the show again someday. He's evidently got some good stories. And then I shared my most embarrassing crazy bitch story with everybody as well about throwing keys at the wrong apartment window. And that, of course, resulted in me being chased around an apartment community with a gun and trying to hide in back seats of cars and everything in the rain. That was awesome. And having my girlfriend Kate come pick me up. But, you know, so we shared a couple of good crazy bitch stories with you last week. And I was hoping by this time somebody, I mean anybody, would have emailed me a good story or tell me that they want to call into the show or something. But I've got nothing. I've got nada from the guys still. So I'm thinking that it's going to take a little bit more time for this to marinate with people and for people to start feeling comfortable telling me on the air or emailing me their stories to info@heatherjones.com. But I was out to lunch with a friend of mine last week, and he revealed to me one of his stories. So I'm going to share that with you on the air today. And, you know, hopefully until I can get people in the groove of all of this, you know, I'll be relaying the stories that I'm hearing out there. So this is a buddy of mine. He's, you know, pretty well known in the area for being a player. That's all I'll say. And he, you know, had been seeing this girl for, you know, like I said, a couple months. That's typically the time when the crazy girl starts to come out, because a couple months into a relationship is about the time when the guy is trying to get out of the relationship. So she's already put her claws in. He's trying to get out, and she, you know, starts to go a little bit crazy. So he'd been seeing this girl for a couple months and you know, they've been hanging out, sleeping together, you know, spending quite a bit of time together, and he was trying to phase out of the relationship. He was trying to, you know, start seeing other girls and you know, trying to get his groove on, you know, with some other girls around town. So, you know, he had been on a date with this other girl and they'd gone back to his place, and you know, they were kind of hanging out, chilling, you know, doing whatever at his place, and phone starts ringing, and girl number one is calling. You know, he doesn't pick up, so she calls again, and he doesn't pick up, so she calls again. She keeps calling. The girl's blowing up his phone because he won't pick up the phone, and so, you know, he's hoping that it doesn't turn into an escalated situation, but sure as shit, about 10 minutes later, he hears this knock on the door. And so he and this girl that he's with, they end up going into the spare bedroom. I don't know, for whatever reason, they were in the spare bedroom making out, doing whatever. And so he hears her knocking on the front door. And then, you know, they stay still. Nobody answers. And he hears her walking around to the side of the house. He hears her knocking on the side door. You know, so she's walking around the side of the house, knocking on every door she can find. And she makes her way to the back of the house. She gets in through the gate, goes to the back sliding glass door of the house area. And, you know, it's real quiet. And all of a sudden, he hears inside the house, he hears her walking through the house. She has gotten herself into the house. He doesn't know how at this point. So he hears her walking into the kitchen, and he hears her walking back into the bedroom, and then he hears her walking back outside, and, you know, the door shuts, and he's like, phew, they're in the clear. So he goes out there, he and this girl that he's with, she's cracking up, by the way, he's a cool chick. She's like, whatever, I get it, I understand. And evidently, this girl had climbed through the doggy door, and let herself in the back door. She had gotten into the house and gone into the master bedroom and found this poor girl's boots and stuffed them in the toilet. So I was like, you know, he's telling me this story, and he's like, well, you know, isn't that kind of normal? Isn't this kind of normal behavior for girls? And, I, you know, going through the doggy doors and stuff like that. And I said, well, maybe for you, but that is not normal behavior for regular girls. So that was a good story. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought I would share it with everybody this morning. But, you know, what's even funnier is he's like, you need to call this girl because she will tell you absolutely that, hell yeah, I did it. Yeah, I went through the doggy door. I was pissed. So I've got this girl's number. I'm going to be reaching out to her, and maybe I can have her on the show. So, you know, I told you guys last week that I was going to be going out on the town with my girlfriends and my microphone interviewing people because, you know, I couldn't seem to get people to call into the show and send me their stories. So I was going to go out and get the stories on my own. And so that's what I did. I did that over the weekend with my girlfriends. But the only problem is that the microphone I bought to attach to my iPhone just wasn't the best quality. And unfortunately, you can't hear very well the interviews that I did over the weekend. So I'm really, really bummed about that. I've since ordered a nicer microphone, which should come in the mail this week, hopefully, so I can do some more interviews this weekend. But I'm going to go ahead and relay to you all the interviews that I did over the weekend because I thought they were hysterical. And if any of you guys that I interviewed over the weekend are listening this morning, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that your clips aren't going to be on the air this morning. But, you know, if you see me out and about or in town, I gave you all my business cards. Reach out to me. We'll meet up and we can redo your interview because some of them were just hysterical. So, you know, one of the great stories that I heard over the weekend was this guy. So he's from Jersey. This guy's full of personality. I love this guy. I walked into the bar and immediately sat there. I was waiting on my girlfriends to get there. And, you know, he was sitting there with his uncle and a buddy. And luckily, they were very sweet to me. And I sort of told him what I was doing. And this was the first time I'd gone out and was doing interviews and stuff. And the one guy agreed to go ahead and give me his story, let me interview him. So this guy was awesome. He had such an awesome personality. And, you know, those Jersey boys, they're hysterical, like Bill last weekend. They always have something to say. So, anyway, this guy, I asked him the difference between how it is to date women on the East Coast versus how it is to date women on the West Coast. And he said, you know, women on the West Coast, you know, they're a little more laid back. They're a little more open to new ideas. You know, they like to try new things. you know, they're more into the moment. They, you know, they really enjoy life and whatnot. They, he, you know, he just said that they're a little more laid back. He said, the girls on the East Coast, he said, they get caught up in this and I need this and I've got to have that. And, you know, they're a little more demanding and that he said that they tend to have a little bit more of an attitude. And, you know, so he's been out on the West Coast now for, you know, the last 5-6 years. And, you know, he prefers dating women on the West Coast. Now, you know, I'm just relaying opinions. I'm not saying I feel strongly one way or the other, but I wish, you know, I had an interview with a guy that was from the South, because, you know, dating women in the South is completely different from dating women in the North than the West and, or, you know, Northern California, SoCal. So it's all kind of different, but eventually I'll get to everybody. So this guy's single. He's been single for quite some time now, and I asked him if he was dating more than one woman at a time. And he said, yeah, I like to have fun. I like new experiences, and I like to have new opportunities available to me. And he said it's probably best that he doesn't limit himself to one woman. He likes things that are casual. He likes things that are light. And, you know, but he doesn't like to hurt girls. And he said, but sometimes it comes to that. You know, so unfortunately, it gets to that point where you got to hurt a girl and when it's time to get out. But he likes to keep a rotation of women. And, you know, I asked him, I said, well, what do you do when it's time for you to get out of a relationship and you need to let this girl go? And he says, well, he likes to end things by his actions and not by his words. And I really loved what he said, because I talk about that a lot in my book. And, you know, you guys have heard me talk about the Sterling Women's Weekend that I did back to, you know, 10, 11 years ago. And Justin Sterling talks about that in the weekend as well, that you always pay attention to what a guy does instead of what a guy says. And this guy totally validated this point with, you know, without me prompting him to do so. So, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, if I'm not calling you, if I'm not thinking about you, if I'm not reaching out to you, then, you know, that pretty much says everything you need to know. So girls, listen up out there. We've talked about this a little bit before, you know, and that's what makes the crazy bitch come out in all of us, is when he stops calling. When the guy stops calling and stops reaching out after you guys have been hanging out and sleeping together for, you know, a good 2 or 3 months, and you've become emotionally connected to this guy, you know, and he stops calling, that's sort of his indication to you that he's ready to move on. You can't take it personally. You can't think that there's anything wrong with you. It's just, you know, the time for that relationship is over, and, you know, he's ready to move on, you know, to the next. And that's okay. That's okay. You got to get used to that. You got to get ready for it. So I did ask him how he felt about girls who have their own rotation of guys. And he said, well, you know, I don't really find that appealing. You know, I think it's kind of a turn off. And he's like, I like to think that the girls that I'm with are good girls, you know, that they aren't out, you know, sleeping with every guy in town. You know, so I thought, well, huh, that's interesting. That's interesting. You like to go out and have a rotation, but you don't like for your girls to have a rotation. So that's, we're going to be getting into a lot of that more in later on in the show. So we're going to head over to break now. You're listening to The Dating Revolution on Voice America. I'm Heather Jones, your host. We'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered, plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. Fuck the Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into the Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to the Dating Revolution.
And we're back. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Heather Jones. You're listening to the Dating Revolution on Voice America. You can find me online on Twitter at It's Heather Jones. You can follow me on Facebook as well, or feel free to visit my website at heatherjones.com. My book is also available out there, as you heard on the commercial. It's called Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. It's available on Amazon. We're going to be talking about some of the good tips out of the book today. But we've been talking today about some interviews that I conducted over the weekend. You know, I was out and about in town with my girlfriends, had my microphone, and you know, I was just telling you about this, you know, cute guy from Jersey who was telling me all about his rotation that he likes to have, but he does not like for the girls he's dating to have a rotation of guys, which brings me into my next interview. I walked up to these two really cute girls, at the club that I was at, and they, you know, had obviously been friends for a long time. You know, they were very close and had known each other since high school, and they were having a great time. They were super cute girls. And, you know, they were both in their 20s probably, and, you know, possibly still in college. They were really young. And so I sat down with the first girl, and I asked her, you know, I said, hey, you know, the first question I asked her, I said, are you single? And she said, yes, I'm single and dating. And I said, are you dating more than one guy at a time? And she said, well, yeah, you know, I'm dating two or three guys. And she's like, one's kind of more serious than the other one. But, you know, yeah, you know, I like to date more than one guy at a time. She said, you know, and I asked her, I said, do you think that dating multiple guys is sort of more popular now than it has ever been before? And she's like, I don't know if it's more popular than it's ever been. She's like, you know, everybody I know has always kind of done it. And she said, but I, you know, I think it's really smart to date other guys. You know, you figure out who you are, and until you know what you want, you know, it's a smart thing to do instead of getting, you know, you're hooked into one particular guy. And she said, but, you know, today you've got to be super careful with social media. And, you know, that is absolutely true. If there's one thing, I talk about this in the book, it's like Facebook is crack cocaine for crazy bitch. And, you know, I got to tell you, you're on a slippery slope if you friend a guy that you like, or you friend a guy that you're dating. And, you know, or have just started dating or whatever, because when things start to go sour and you start seeing all the posts of him and these other girls all over town, and, you know, it's like you notice in the background, you can kind of tell where this guy is. So you grab your girls and you go start hunting. You go looking for this guy. It was like Darlene last week, you know, Bill told us, it's like she had a GPS on him. Well, you know, we don't have to put GPS on people nowadays. All we have to do is go on Facebook and you can see where everybody is every minute of the day. So, you know, I will admit, you know, whenever it comes a point for me and a guy that, you know, things have started to come to an end and you know, it's like a stake to the heart. Every time you see a photo of him online on Facebook with some other girl, wherever he's out having fun. And so I just, you know, take him off my newsfeed. I don't go to the extreme of unfriending the guy. Okay, that would be stupid. That would be drama. So, but I do make my friends unfriend him, by the way. They have to unfriend him because I don't want to see his shit coming up on their feed. But anyway, so, you know, I like to have to take him off my newsfeed so I don't see what's going on, you know, and then, and you know, until I can, you know, let go and not worry about it, not be obsessed with where he is, yeah, that's kind of what I do. But this girl said that. It's just absolutely true. So, you know, I asked her if she had ever gone crazy on a guy, and she said, oh, yeah. She said she has gone several levels of crazy on a guy before. And, you know, she went on further to say that when you really care about a guy and your heart's into it, and, you know, for us girls, it doesn't take long. It takes about 5 minutes, you know, for us to get hooked on a guy, especially after we've had sex with him. And we start thinking of all these things and fantasizing about our life. And, you know, even though you know this guy isn't right for you, you start thinking, well, maybe. And, you know, you guys start talking about doing things together and you just, you get hooked. You get hooked because I think every woman has this innate hope that, you know, out of the blue, she's going to, you know, Mr. Right's going to come walking through the door like we see in the movies, which is ridiculous. You know, most women, I think, live in a movie, and they think that that's how life is supposed to be. And, you know, so she said, when you really care about somebody and your heart's into it, somehow, some way, you know, these guys just know how to push your buttons. I don't know. She said, I don't know how they know, but they know that one little spot, that one little spot that's going to make you absolutely go nuts. And they just find it and they push it. They just push it, push it, push it. until you cannot stand it and you absolutely go crazy. And so that's, you know, that's what she said. She had done several levels of crazy on a guy before. So I asked her little friend, you know, how she meets guys. And, you know, she's single as well in her 20s, single and dating. I asked her how she meets guys. And she says, well, you know, I always end up dating guys from work or school. And she said she likes to think keep things complicated. I was like, oh, my God, this is hysterical because it's so true. You know, I write about that in the book, how you need to stay away from guys you work with, guys you live in the same apartment community with, guys you go to school with, guys you're in class with, family, you know, friends of family, neighbors, all of, any person that's in your space that on a day-to-day basis, you got to stay away from those guys. You cannot date those guys. You can't screw those guys because the minute things go sour, you know, it's like, what do you do? So I asked this girl, I said, what do you do when things go sour? And she said, well, yeah, I try to just pretend like it never happened or, you know, in this last case, I move. So she had just moved to town and I thought that was hysterical because I think I may have done that once or twice before in my past. So I asked her as well, I said, are you dating more than one guy? And she said, yeah, I'm dating a couple of guys. You know, I've got some that are kind of more friends and, you know, I've got some that, you know, I kind of like more than others, but, you know, which is great. And, you know, I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But I said, do they know that you're dating other guys? And she said, well, you know, I would expect that they're dating other girls. So, you know, I expect them to know that I'm dating other guys. You know, it's kind of like expected out there right now, she's thinking. So, you know, which kind of brings me up to, you know, one of the things I talk about in my book, it's called The Bench. And we talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago when I had my girlfriend Kate on the line. But I wanted to kind of delve into sort of what the bench is. And, you know, we use this term very lightly and very loosely in my circle. And, you know, it does sort of carry a negative connotation, but I really don't care. because I think it's hysterical. And my girlfriend Kate actually coined the term the bench. But it sums up so well my whole dating philosophy. And so I'm just going to read some excerpts out of my book for you. But it says, under absolutely no circumstances should you date one guy at a time. When you're out there and you're single and you're having fun and you're not trying to get married right now, you cannot date one guy at a time. It's, you need to have what we call a bench of guys. And you always got to keep it fresh, you know, with new recruits and new players. You know, you can have your star players. You know, you can have the ones that you, you know, you always throw in. You can have your pinch hitters and everything, but you've always got to keep your eye on the ball and never get too serious about one particular guy. You know, you're just having fun out there. You know, the bench, you know, is also not, it's not a way for you to deceive any of the guys that are on the bench. You know, it's, you know, I've told you before, I'm very open, honest about, you know, who I'm dating and what I'm doing. And most guys know that, you know, I'm not going to settle down until I'm ready to, and I'm going to date around, you know. So, you know, but the bench serves a great purpose. It keeps you from focusing on just one guy at a time, because when you're just focused on that one guy, and when he's ready for it to be over, you're devastated. You've got no backup, and, you know, or when he decides not to call you on Saturday night and take you out this weekend, you've got no plans. You know, it's kind of like the girlfriend thing Kate and I talked about a couple weeks ago. When you're just focused on that one girl and she gets married or she moves away, you know, you're screwed. So we've got benches of girlfriends and guys, and it's so much more entertaining and lovely to have so many wonderful friends and guys around you. It just makes life so much easier and more fun. And it just, you know, no matter where you're at in the country, no matter what part of the world you're from, it's important to have a good group of people around you. So, you know, it took me a long time to embrace this philosophy. And I used to feel guilty about dating more than one guy at a time. And I remember my girlfriend, Claudine. I love her so much. She was, this is before she got married, but, you know, she's like, because she used to date, she was online, and she'd have 50 dates in 1 month. I mean, she was having breakfast, lunch, and dinner dates. It was crazy. She was on a mission, though. She was ready to get married, and you know, she was like, why would you date just one guy at a time when you can date 11 guys at a time? You know, so I was kind of embraced her philosophy, but it took me a minute to really get used to it and know that, no, I'm not sleeping with all of those guys. You know, I might be, you know, there's different types of guys to have on the bench. You know, you've got the guy that you hang out with on the weekends, go to the movies with. You have the guy that you go hiking with. You have, you know, the guy that you're sleeping with or whatever. You've got a guy that you can go to the club with. You've got, you know, a guy that you can take to a wedding that won't embarrass you and all of that. So it's, you know, it's important to have a good variety of players on the bench. So when we get back, we're going to continue to talk a little bit about this. You're listening to The Dating Revolution. I'm Heather Jones, your host.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered, plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. F*** the Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
Did you ever stop to think that financial health can be a lot like physical health? The financial physician, Lou Skatygna, has helped people on the radio for nearly 15 years. And now he's part of the Voice America Variety Channel. By using medical analogies to discuss financial solutions, Lou actually makes the process easier to understand and will help you chart your own financial fitness. Tune in to The Financial Physician live every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, and on demand anytime on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into the Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to the Dating Revolution.
We're back. Thank you again for tuning in. You're listening to the Dating Revolution. I'm Heather Jones, your host. Today we've been chit-chatting about the interviews that I did over the weekend, and we've been talking about sort of how guys are always dating a rotation of women, how, you know, a lot of guys out there date a rotation of women, but they don't like to know if the girls that they're dating are also rotating guys and sleeping with other guys. And that really kind of prompted me to want to share with you all one of the major double standards that I talk about in my book. And, you know, as you know, my book is called Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. And it's perfect because that's exactly what we're talking about today. So we're going to go into exactly what this double standard is, what it means, and, you know, because it's really sad. It's really awful that, you know, nowadays guys get praised. I'm just going to read this from my book. I hate to read to you, but nothing really explains it better than how I have it written here. So this is called The Double Standard in Dating. It's a chapter out of my book. It's on page one. So over the course of the last few years, when asked by any guy what my book is about, I've said, it's a book about casually dating. I teach women how to casually date with no strings attached. This comment is invariably responded to with something like, oh, that's so cool. I love that. Women need that. And the conversation typically makes its way to the topic of sex. So the guy I'm talking to suddenly stops to think for a second. He's like, oh, shit. He realizes. He just applauded me for teaching women how to casually date and be more fun, but he also realizes it probably means that these women are also sleeping around. So then they start backpedaling, and then okay, wait a second. So at this point, the conversation generally gets deep. You know, we talk about social stigmas and how what's acceptable for guys is not acceptable for girls, and how men are really, they're praised out there for dating multiple women and conquering women and sleeping around. But women were shamed for doing the same thing, and it's just a fact of life. You know, then we start chit-chatting about society's current state of affairs, and, you know, and I always like to say, and this is absolutely true, you know, the fact is women are waiting, and we've talked about this on the show, they're waiting much longer to get married or have children, if ever. You know, there's more women today that are never going to get married and never have kids. You know, and many women today are very focused on their careers, and they don't have to rely on a man for security. You know, in today's day and age, there's, you know, a world full of educated women. They're successful. They're independent. They're single. You know, they've They've got their own money. They've got great credit scores. You know, they own their own homes. You know, they're in the gym. They're working out every day. They've taken care of themselves. They've got, you know, a big, huge drawer full of sex toys. So it's, you know, it's men in the traditional sense of the word, you know, have slowly become a little obsolete in some of these traditional senses, you know. And, it, you know, I think it kind of scares them a little bit. And, you know, oh, that's cool. Yeah, girls need that. Quickly changes into, I got to go get another drink. So, but let's be honest, you know, women have been dating multiple men for a long time now, but nobody really talks about it. Why? Because guys, like we've talked about already, and I've got proof of it now on video, on audio, that guys really can't handle knowing that they aren't the only one you're dating. They don't like it. And once they find out, you'll get branded as being a slut. And, you know, even if you're just dating multiple men, it's assumed you're having sex with everybody, you know, and why is that? Well, because society thinks it's normal for two people who are dating, you know, to have sex within a few dates, and most men won't continually casually dating you for very long unless there's sex involved. So it's like, we're screwed either way. You know, so this is the double standard I talk about. And, you know, guys like the idea of dating a really fun girl. She's got no drama. She's successful. She does her own thing. But once they realize you're out there having fun and likely having sex with a few other guys too, it gets a little tricky. So, you know, I talk about in the book, I'm not telling you to go out there and sleep around. You know, sex is a very personal decision only you can make, and only you are going to know how it's going to make you feel. But, you know, I teach you how to successfully date more than one guy at a time without sex necessarily being involved. You know, it just takes some practice. And, but hell, if you want to go out and have sex with everybody, go for it, do it. Who cares? I mean, that's our prerogative these days, right? You know, we've long had to play by one set of rules while guys have gotten to play by another set of rules, and it's time for that game to change. You know, most guys probably enjoy dating, you know, these types of girls that are easygoing, no drama, fun, blah, blah, blah. You know, as long as it's clear to everybody involved that it's just casual. You know, guys love those types of girls. You know, I talk about that. You know, we talked about that on Kate with the show the other day. That's why, you know, that's why I get second and third and fourth date invitations, is because, you know, I know things are casual and I'm a fun girl to hang out with, and, you know, I don't bring drama to the table. So, you know, but most guys probably, and, you know, I'm being very general here. So I know there's a whole group of men and women out there that this may not apply to, but it's not what we're talking about today. So most guys probably won't admit that they enjoy dating these kinds of women who also date around, because, I don't know, it would kind of make them enablers, I guess. But it's like, you know, I can kind of see them talking to their friends and talking to their buddies. Oh, yeah, man, I love dating that chick. You know, sure, I know she's sleeping around with a couple of other dudes, but it's cool. I don't mind. She's really fun to hang out with. You know, I kind of doubt that's how the conversation goes. I'm very doubtful about that. And I'm pretty sure this guy isn't planning on taking that particular girl home to meet his mom. I mean, you know, there's exceptions out there. I know of a million, you know, girls who went home with guys on the first night and you know, stayed with them ever since, and they've been together for 20 years. You know, there's tons of examples out there like that, but I'm talking about the majority. And, you know, so most guys aren't looking at me, for example, you know, to say, hey, you know, this is she's marriage material. I'm going to take her home to meet my mom. And, oh my God, I just thought about this. I had been dating this guy. This is how far back this goes for me. So I had been dating this guy. I was in my mid 20s and we were engaged to be married. And I think I was 25 at the time. And he was super conservative. You know, he was part of the Young Republicans. I was living in Georgia at the time. And he had political aspirations. And he told me once, this is, you know, obviously we ended up breaking up, but he told me once that he didn't think I was First Lady material. And I was like, you're goddamn right, I'm not First Lady material. I said, I'm a Marilyn, I am not a Jackie. And so I've known about that. I've known that about myself for a long time, and that's okay. But I am pretty popular with the parents, though, I got to tell you. Parents love me. But anyway, most guys have this vision of this girl they want to be with, and once they've decided you're somebody they really like, they expect you to stop seeing anybody else, even though they may continue to date, you know, here and there and do their thing. But, you know, if we put that same expectation on a guy, you know, all of a sudden they're calling us clingy and we're too needy. And, you know, that's when they start pulling away. And, you know, that's when we turn into crazy bitch. And it's like, so that's another great double standard. It's, you know, well, I like you now and I want you to stop seeing other people, but, you know, I'm going to continue on because I'm not 100% sure I want to settle down with you. I just like you enough to know I don't want you fucking anybody else. So, you know, but for, you know, from the girl's standpoint, we can't be that way, you know. So, you know, it's like basically women are screwed. Women are screwed these days. If we don't have sex with you soon enough, you'll move on to the next girl. If we have sex with you too fast, we run the risk of you never calling us again. You know, if we abstain from sex, you're going to assume we're religious freaks. And it's like, we've got, no matter what we do, no matter what decision we make, we're screwed. So there's one of my favorite e-cards out there that I'm sure, you know, has circulated. It says, I see. So if I don't have sex with you, I'm a prude bitch. If I use the pill, I'm a slut. If I get pregnant, I'm an idiot. And if I choose abortion, I'm Satan. Awesome. These are the choices that women have out there. So where's the guy's responsibility in all of this? Well, I can tell you, he doesn't have any. He's got no responsibility in this. You know, that's where's the guy's double standard in everything that's going on here? The guys don't have a double standard. You know, they get to live and have fun and do whatever they want to with absolutely no repercussions. You know, so not only do women have to be responsible for our own behavior and the fact that we're out there trying to live our lives, and not turn into crazy girls, we're responsible for our own behavior. But now we're responsible for how we react to the guy's behavior too. And we can't, you know, if you turn into a crazy bitch, you know, you get, you know, executed, and no guy, you know, then you start to get a reputation and no guy's going to want to hang out with you. You know, so it's just this big swirling, you know, pool of big double standards out there in dating. You know, it's just messed up, people. It is just messed up. So when we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you guys about an email I got. I finally somebody emailed me, a listener, and I'm going to read you this email because it does give an awesome perspective from the other side of the world. And so I hope you guys enjoy it. We'll be back from the break. You're listening to The Dating Revolution. I'm Heather Jones, your host.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered, plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. The Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
News. Opinion.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into the Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to the Dating Revolution.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Heather Jones, your host. You're listening to the Dating Revolution. You can find me online at heatherjones.com, on Facebook as well, The Dating Double Standard, and on Twitter at It's Heather Jones. So, you know, I've been complaining all this time about how not one person has sent me an email and nobody's called into the show. Well, I finally got my very first email last week, and I was really excited to receive this email and share it with everybody on the show because, you know, it really gives us a global perspective of what's going on out there. And I, listen, if anybody that knows me will tell you, I'm not a political person at all. Melissa Foley, my girlfriend, she's always trying to teach me, and I'm just like, I don't want to hear it. It's not my thing. But, and this is not a political email, but it does kind of shed some light on what's going on in another part of the world. And so I'm going to go ahead and read this to you. It says, "Hello, Miss Jones. I'm a 32-year-old of European Spanish descent living in Zimbabwe. I and yourself are only a few people who live like first world people, and by that I mean we live with electricity, Wi-Fi, TV, etc. Only 1% of Zimbabwe people have the internet." He said, "I love listening to your podcasts, but I think people who choose to live the single life and just meet people out shopping apply to less than 1% of women living on this earth. I'm very sorry to say that a woman in Africa or a second or third world country will never ever live a life and be happy unless being married. Man has always been the provider and will always be the provider. The biggest population on this earth is below the poverty line and still have children. It's survival and has nothing to do with dating. Having children is a fact of life, and every other animal does so. Otherwise, it's just sex, and modern man can pay for that. What is the reason for being single for the rest of your life? I really do understand your podcasts and your website, and I know times have changed, but facts are facts. Sex is cheap, and almost all of Africans in their culture, sex is given without a woman's consent. Be happy you choose what you want because you are the 1% of a woman of women who can. Could you imagine a place where you have no power over a man if he wants to sleep with you? I don't think so. What you talk about applies to 1% of women in reality, and most women never regret getting married. Keep it up, Heather. Spread the news. It's nice to hear a woman speak out." So I was very touched by this email. Number one, that I've got a listener in Zimbabwe. I love that. But that, you know, this person had enough courage to email me the other side of the coin. And, you know, I applaud this person for doing so. And, you know, I replied to their email last night, and I wanted to share with everybody my reply as well. It says, "Thank you so much for your email. It's nice to know my show has this far of a reach, and I welcome your opinion. You are so correct. I am very lucky, and I am very thankful for the life I've been given. I know most women will never have the opportunity to live the life I have lived, but I have to believe every woman has the chance to be something bigger than she is, whatever that may be. I also believe every woman, regardless of her circumstances, has the ability to hold in her heart the hope of something greater than herself for herself. And if that hope is backed by strong faith, I believe one day there's a chance she will be able to break free from the chains holding her captive. I cannot begin to imagine the circumstances you write about, but I'm happy to hear you enjoy my message and find it inspiring. I'm going to share your email on the show, if that's okay, because I value the words you've spoken, and I feel they're very well worth repeating. Best of luck to you, and thank you again for your email. You know, so it just, it really gave me pause, and it really made me sit back and think, yes, my show is geared toward a very small percentage of the population. What I write about in my book does not apply to everybody, but things that do apply to everybody and the message I'm trying to convey out there is, you know, everybody has within them the desire to do something better, to do something greater, to do something bigger than themselves. And, you know, whether it's regarding dating or whatever it is, you know, whatever country you're in, whatever circumstances you're in, there's got to be one teeny tiny thing that you can do for somebody else or for yourself to make your life richer and their life fuller. You know, and that's all I'm trying to do on my show is give women another option and to show them that there is another option out there. And, you know, to look for some way to break free from whatever mold it is that's holding you back from fulfilling your dreams. You know, whatever that dream may be, it just takes one little seed and it, you know, to start something and to watch it grow. You know, I've been working on things. I've been working on this book, for 7-8 years now. And you know, these are my life stories in print. You know, so, you know, this thing, nothing happens overnight for people. You know, anybody that's successful out there will tell you that. You know, I always love the term. I've always heard it said that it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. It's true. It takes a lot of hard work and dedication, but you've got to start with that hope. You've got to start with that vision. You've got to start with something that, you know, inside of you that says, I'm not going to live this way anymore. You know, I'm not going to take this anymore. You know, I deserve a better life for myself. I want something better. You know, I am an amazing person. I believe that I can do something greater for myself and be something greater than I am. And, you know, I'm going to do it for myself and my kids and my family and whatever reasons you have. So, you know, I hope you enjoyed that email. I'm going to refer to it a lot because it just helps me keep things in perspective and helps me understand that I need to, you know, maybe bring a little bit more of a global perspective to the show. So thank you again, listener. Next week on the show, I am glad to announce I've got a guest speaker coming. His name is Rich Slater, and he was referred to me by a friend of mine who thought, you know, I would get along with Rich, and he was right. I love this guy. I've only talked to him for a few minutes so far, but he's got an amazing website, and it's called The World Is Not Flat. I encourage you to go online, read some of his blogs. I was immediately in tears. This guy is awesome. You know, Rich he's an independent financial advisor, but he's also a mentor and a coach. And he helps his friends, clients, relationships, and all of their activities and finances. But we're going to be talking about the two books that he has authored. One is called Males Don't Float, and the other one is called The Voice of Fear. And, you know, he sort of specializes in individualized stress management services and serves as a mentor really to men in overcoming their fears. So I'm really looking forward to having Rich on the show next week. So feel free to visit his blog. I said the world is not flat.com. So thank you for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Look forward to next week. And I hope you have a great week and great weekend. You're listening to The Dating Revolution on Voice America. I'm Heather Jones, your host. Have a nice rest of the week.
Thanks for listening. The Dating Revolution with Heather Jones can be heard live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until next week, get out there, stay in control, and above all else, have some fun.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.